mold is just microfungi. It just appears as a deposit on things, but if you look at it under a microscope, it looks like a little forest, and very beautiful little forests, in fact, with long stalks with puffy-like heads on them, which are full of the spores, which are the things. Other ones are more tangled, more like vines, and these will have a different shaped spores. So there's lots of different types of fungi out there, but they're all micro ones, and most of them occur outside naturally. What happens when we get mold inside is we've brought spores in from the outside. It's come in on the wind and things. And it's when you get a disproportion that you start to worry, when you get too much mold inside, which is not a good thing.
How different are the kinds of mold that we see on our bread or that we see on clothes during the wet season or the ceiling during the wet season?
Molds, there's lots of different types of molds and they have different requirements. Some molds survive in very dry environments, and so during the wet season you'll open the cupboard and what was nice and clean and one day is white with mold the next. And that kind of fungus, quite often they can go into a protective phase where they have not quite a cocoon but a very resistant structure which will withstand the dry period. And it doesn't take very much moisture before it will trigger them. Other types of mould you'll find associated with your air conditioning system. So when you look closely at the veins on your air conditioning system, you'll see all this yucky black stuff. And that's a kind of mould that prefers a much wetter environment. And then you get the inappropriate moulds where you've had a leak in the ceiling or you've been flooded, and you'll get a sudden outburst of moulds because of that, and that's quite serious when that happens, and you'll need to take appropriate measures to deal with that pretty promptly.
So when you say that's quite serious, are you talking in terms of health problems?
Yes, I mean, if you've got a wall full of mould, that's definitely some concern there. It's quite different from your mouldy shoes and mouldy belt. It's large scale. And if the house is not well ventilated, well then yes, there's a potential for medical problems to arise as a result of the parts of the mould, the spores and the hyphae and things that break off. Most of these are allergenic, and if people are sensitive, if they're asthmatic or got some sensitivity, then this can cause respiratory problems. There's also the problem for people that may have a depressed immune system. They might be on therapy for cancer, for example, and they are at risk. And if people have just come back from hospital with open wounds and things, again, they're at risk if they don't take care to keep their wounds covered.
So which of the funguses are the bad guys? Of the ones that grow on your belts, shoes or bread, and walls, which ones are the ones to be careful of?
Look, the products of all of them have the potential to be allergenic. But around your home, look, you can't just look at one and say, yes, it's this, that or the other thing. You need to identify it properly. The way to take it is that moulds in the home are inappropriate, and whilst you don't have to be pedantic about cleaning every last little bit, that at the end of the wet season, or if it's a very heavy deposit, we'll then just deal with it there and then. And the same with the things on your shoes. The longer you leave it, the more it's going to contaminate other things, and there is that potential risk, depending on your sensitivities, of getting something with them.